The Sitka Performing Arts Center opened to great community fanfare in 2008, but among all the attendees at the building's premiere, lead architect Sergio Fisher was missing.
I was flying up for the opening, and so I went to LAX, got on the plane, and then sat there and had an engine problem.
By the time he got to Seattle, Fisher had missed his connection to Sitka.
There was no way for me then, other than hiring a private jet, to get here for the opening.
Fisher finally got his chance to see the completed building during a stop in Sitka on July 3rd. He and his wife, Faye, toured the expansive facility, walking across the stage, through the house, into the lobby, and even into the building's guts. We're descending stairs to the theater's orchestra pit. Most of the time, you see this as part of the stage, hard to distinguish from the rest of the floor. But when they need to use it, it's lowered down into this room and becomes the pit. At the moment, it's up, and we're looking through a safety net at the metal posts holding it in place.
It's called a spiral lift. It's like a slinky. It looks like a slinky.
Behind us is the trap room. The stage above has trap doors the performers can use to drop down off the stage. When and if they do that, they come out here. Roger Schmidt leads Fisher inside. This building developed from a lot of community input. Fisher is quick to note that besides he and his son Matt, a lot of hands played a role in getting the building into its current configuration. Schmidt says that's paid off and has put Sitka on the map among performers.
It almost sounds like a cliche, we say it so much, but world-class performers. The very best pianists in the world come here, the very best jazz musicians in the world, the very best symphony musicians come here. And they all gasp. They all walk in, and they all think, they're coming to the sticks, and they're going to, compromise and need to this, and they're really ready to be flexible. And then they walk in, and they're...
Schmidt finishes his sentence simply by registering astonishment on his face. There are a lot of features in this building that could invoke astonishment, but then there are a lot of others that no one thinks about. Legroom, for example. The theater was designed to have a lot of legroom. Schmidt says that was done on purpose, to accommodate airline-weary Sitkins.
Now that we all have to fly living here, it seems like a little thing, but I think we all just get really tired of feeling like we're crammed in chairs. And so it is just a very comfortable, luxurious feeling to come into this warm space with the wood, the dark reds, and then you sit down in these comfortable seats. You have all this space, and you have just perfect sight lines and perfect sound wherever you sit as well.
We take a seat in the much quieter auditorium, seats L33 and L35 to be specific, and Fisher notes that sound was one of the biggest factors in designing the building.
Acoustics shaped this space, the room. It shaped the height, the volume. It shaped the curves in the walls and the ratio of the width to the length. So I would say acoustics was the main form determinant for this audience chamber.
So it's a room built by sound?
Correct.
Designing an auditorium seems to be much more specialized. It must be much more specialized than designing anything else.
Yes, it definitely is. And that's all. We've designed over 250 performance venues around the country and around the world. And yes, we feel it is very specialized. And too many people don't. Too many clients often will hire architects who don't understand how specialized it is, and the result is not quite as satisfactory as it could be.
Is it unusual for a community like Sitka to have a facility like this?
Highly unusual. We do design a lot of high school theaters around the country and in major cities like Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, San Diego, San Francisco area, the New York area. And in my opinion, this is the best the best high school theater we've ever designed. And so to have a community of, 8,000, 9,000, yeah. uh, have have a theater like this is very, very unusual. And I'm sure people from around the States who come to perform here are probably shocked when they walk in here.
In your career and the things you've designed, where is this? How does this rank among the, I'm sure, many projects you've done as an architect?
For the interior, this was a joint venture, and we primarily designed the plan in the interior. The other firm primarily worked on the exterior. So as far as the interior is concerned, this ranks first, second, or third.
That's Sergio Fisher, lead architect on the Sitka Performing Arts Center, touring the building on July 3rd. Fisher and his wife, Faye, were in town for the day off a cruise ship. It was his first time inside the building since before it opened in 2008. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.